You're listening to Encounter, a daily podcast of sacred and mindful meditations to help you encounter the divine presence of God throughout your day. No matter the pounding, the tower is still. No matter what time passes, it will always remain. Foundation is stable, yet waves come until, well, forever it seems, reminding us of past pain. Yet there it abides, the lighthouse divine, to remind us it will always remain. No matter a drench of water and brine, it stands as a beacon of God's holy domain. So to our Father in heavenly realm, abides in us and we in him forever. With us in him, nothing can overwhelm. With he in us, nothing whatsoever. Have you felt lost, tossed on your journey of late? Seeking what feels lost, scrambling for what's been tossed? This meditation from the 15th chapter of John will help you remember the hope you have in worshiping a strong tower that never moves. The hope of living and abiding in a home that will never crumble. Worshiping a God that remains. So to begin your meditation, find a place to be comfortable, alone, quiet, and still. We will be together for about 15 minutes. Start by taking a moment to settle and prepare yourself to remain with God in this moment. Just sit comfortably and quiet. Begin to relax your gaze and become aware of God, His Spirit, and His Son remaining in you and around you. Just consider the waves. Consider the chaos. Yet in it, He remains solid, present, and still with you. In this moment of stillness, don't turn from the waves, but face them. Feel God bracing you against them now. So now this continuing time of silent prayer is yours. Continue to approach God now and watch in prayer as He approaches you. Encounter Him with your mind and your heart, your body and soul, all of your senses in a way that you can't help but encounter Him. And be satisfied with that. Use this time of prayer to face the waves, to rest in Him who remains in the waves. To feel secure in prayer with Him who remains and controls the waves. Appeal to Him now in your way, using your words and using your time. And now, start to become even more intentionally aware of God, alert to His Spirit, and mindful of Christ through your breathing. If they weren't before, begin to close your eyes now as you breathe. Just deep, slow breaths from your stomach. Don't control or change the pace of your breathing, just notice it. With your eyes closed, fill your stomach slowly. As you imagine breathing in God's remaining strength, breathe in His abiding presence and release isolation. As you inhale and exhale, You may think of words or sounds of God's guidance, or just be silent and still as you breathe. Take a few more moments now to be present with God and aware of you breathing the very breath of God. As you become more aware of God in the present, begin to take note now of what you feel in His presence. Just note God being present. Observe Christ with you, the Spirit directing you. What do they see as you stand against the waves? Stay there centering for 1 minute. Your mind will most certainly wander, and that's fine. Simply take note of the wandering and use it as a cue to focus back. Learning to focus back is an exercise you should strive for in this time of meditation. Now stay mindful and aware as you listen to this passage. You will listen to it in 3 separate times of ever-widening reflection. Don't try to analyze or interpret it. Simply be aware of it for now. Remain in it. Listen to the first sacred reading. Once again, it's natural for God's Spirit to center your mind on something in the passage as you listen. Listen for that now within this reading from John chapter 15, verse 7. In the New Revised Standard Version. If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. What did the Holy Spirit center you on? Remain there for a moment. What were you aware of in the passage? Your mind will drift in and around that, and that's fine. Just note the drifting and then return to your breathing and remain in the centering thought the Holy Spirit gave you, just for another minute. Listen once again to this passage, but with a wider view to verse 8 from the Message. But if you make yourselves at home with me, and my words are at home in you, you can be sure that whatever you ask will be listened to and acted upon. This is how my Father shows who He is, when you produce grapes, when you mature as my disciples. What did you notice or become more aware of this time? Well, pause here in meditation once more as you become more aware of God's Spirit guiding you right now in this passage. Maybe as you consider the truth that you have a home with God, a home that remains, a home that is strong. What questions do you have of God, and what do those questions say about your heart? As your mind drifts, let your drifting thoughts drift back to the teaching of the Holy Spirit and thoughts of where your home is. Listen to your third sacred reading from an even wider perspective to verse 11, now from the Amplified Version. If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, that is, if we are vitally united and my message lives in your heart, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified and honored by this when you bear much fruit and prove yourselves to be my true disciples. I have loved you just as the Father has loved me. So remain in my love and do not doubt my love for you. If you keep my commandments and obey my teaching, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you these things so that my joy and delight may be in you, and that your joy may be made full and complete and overflowing. Resting in imaginative contemplation for a moment, keep your eyes closed and slowly begin to climb the winding steps of the lighthouse. Pause every few minutes to listen to the pounding surf outside. Maybe place your hand on the wall. Feel the energy and feel protected. As you reach the top, look around and look below. Feel yourself abiding in the strong tower, remaining in its protective walls, but yet still feel the spray of the surf on your face. Feel the security of the foundation. Just remain there for a moment. As you were present in your imagination, remaining in the tower, discern God's presence in your life now, here, today. With your eyes still closed, consider the waves. Consider the chaos, those that you face now. Name each wave. Name what brings you unrest. In your hand, Release what you've named and toss it into the spray of the ocean. Be present now, abiding in the home and the presence of God. As you close your time, return to your breathing and breathe in God's abiding presence. Breathe out chaos and instability. Now let me pray you remember that if you make yourself at home with God and His words are at home in you, you can be sure that whatever you ask will be listened to and acted upon. This is how your Father shows who He is when He cares for those in His care. Those who remember, He is always there. Amen. Today you have the opportunity to remain. Expect to feel the spray of waves today. Expect a thought or a word or a deed or an action to push you. Expect it and be thankful for it. Be reminded that in the pushing of the waves, God remains to push them back. Expect to get wet today. But remember, His tower, His home, it's warm, dry, and always there. So when you're ready, and only when you're ready, step into your day fully expecting an encounter with God.